a male-male female experience from Melissa while Mitch was watching. We were in Hanoi, Vietnam. We had just decided to go to this local bar where expats and locals were plentiful. As always, beautiful Vietnamese woman. And for Melissa, the possibility to tease some expat. After a few drinks, Melissa proposed that we'd play a game. Who would pick up the first guest for the night? I was excited, not knowing really if Melissa was going to pick up a woman or one of these expat. But for me, it was definitely one of those cute, sexy Vietnamese girl, possibly for the night. It was almost a game of hide and seek, where Melissa would go out and start to tease one of the guys at the bar. And I would look at her, excited just to see what she'd do, and sometime I'd get closer just to hear what she'd say. And she knew I was right beside, teasing the guy, inviting him, getting him to pay a drink. And while this was happening, I was also contemplating to see if I could pick up a Vietnamese girl. The challenge is out there. Many of the girls are actually working the night. So it's quite easy for any man to go out and solicit a girl to join him for a few hours. But let's see what comes up. That night, Melissa was dressed with a white and polka dot red dress. Red heels, nice sexy heels. And I knew she was wearing sexy red lingerie underneath. A nice half cup bra, nice little sexy panties, thong style. And I knew if any of the guys would put their hand on her bum, they would have a good feel. And that did excite me. So as this evening continued, Melissa became bolder and bolder. And at one point, she decided to go and see two of the expats that were there. And one of them, I don't know his name, was a good-looking hunk. Small, half-shaved beard, white Aussie. And the other one was a friend of his. And she literally started to flirt with them, brushing herself onto them, teasing them. And at one point, she even took one of these guys, brought her hands to their face, and gave them a kiss. And for me, that was a signal that tonight she might get something different than what she normally gets. At one point, she excused herself to come and see me and say, "Hun, have you picked up somebody yet? I'm at that point right now." And I looked at her. I said, "Honey, here a guy does not pick up. He pays. And you seem to be having fun there. Maybe we should look at giving you some sexy pleasure tonight." So she smiled, gave me a kiss on the cheek, and left back to conquer these two guys that were just wondering, what the hell does this chick want? And as she strolled back, I just decided to pull away, hide myself in a corner and watch her tease those guys. Not sure yet if she'd want to take them home or not. Now she was really flirting. She approached the guys back up and literally winked at one of them. And as she got closer and closer, you could see that the guys were now saying, Oh, something's going to happen tonight. What will it be? Is she going to go with one of us? And the guys were sort of fighting over her. And that was interesting to see. She's getting closer and closer. And at one point, she just took her hand and just slipped it down the back of one of the guys. Lower and lower. And now, she cupped his ass. And that was a permission for him to reciprocate the same. Slowly, this guy pulled Melissa closer to him and felt her breast on his chest, which for sure caused him some excitement. The other guy was looking there, sort of jealous of what was happening. And without hesitation, Melissa pulled him over also. The guys were just in pure heaven, being picked up by this gorgeous woman, my wife, in a bar, and most probably getting laid tonight. That was their thought, and this is what basically happened. Melissa kissed one of the guys, and not just a kiss on the cheek, a real hot French kiss, while the other guy, jealous of what was happening, brushed himself in or on Melissa's back, and I'm sure she must have felt a hard cock in his pants. She kissed the first guy, then turned around, brushed and pushed herself back on him, exposing her body to her newly acquainted friend, and basically made the "come on over here, hunk. I want to kiss you and I want you to rub yourself on me." Sandwiched between those two guys, just grinding herself on them, was not only making her excited, but the bartender and the people around. But really, who cares? Nobody knows us in Vietnam. The guys were getting excited, and I don't blame them. Melissa's breasts are ample, and they make themselves felt on your chest. Her bum grinding the other guy's crotch must have gave him some kind of an arousal, because at one point I could see him slowly making his way up to her side where he could just touch her breast a little bit. Just enjoying it without cupping her now, because the date had not been set yet, although it was actually quite promising for the guys. They chatted a little bit, smile, drinking, and Melissa was definitely enjoying the attention. And as this was happening, you could see that her dress top there was getting opened up a little bit so that she could show the guy what she was wearing underneath. And I know they were excited because they were just signaling between themselves how fucking lucky they were going to be tonight. As this was happening, I was in my little corner, teasing some local girls, but really, I did not want to bring one of them home for the night, or two, or three. I just wanted to see what Melissa would do with those two guys. She again excused herself, and I met her in another area of the bar, and says, "Honey, How about if we have a... No, how about if I have a threesome with those two guys and you just sit there and watch? You watch me blow them both. Watch me get fucked by both of them. Would that excite you? Would that make you quite horny to give it to me after that? Would you be pleased if this had happened? You know, I'd like to get fucked and suck at the same time. The other guy's cock. Are you okay with that? And I looked at her. My cock was just hard already, just thinking of what was going to happen. I smiled and said, go see if the guys are in on it. She went back to see the guys and basically said, are you guys ready to fuck me tonight? And both guys nodded with their eyes open, their jaw dropping down. There's only one condition. My husband, which is right there in a corner, will watch you guys while you fuck me and I blow you. If you're okay with that, let's go, like right now. Within seconds, one of the guys pulled out his credit card, paid the bill, while Melissa led them both to me to introduce them. They must have thought that I was a fucking crazy husband, but they don't know that we are in a lifestyle where pleasure to each other is what counts. Melissa brought them over to me and introduced them to me. And really, I don't remember their name. Did not remember their name when we got to the hotel. Who cares? Melissa asked me to pull out a few drinks and serve them. While she sat on the corner of the bed, and those two guys were looking at me and saying, what the fuck, this old guy. I was probably 10 years older than them. He's just going to watch us. But let me tell you something. When Melissa grabbed both of them, bringing them back to the corner of the bed, and started to unbuckle one of the guy's pants, they really didn't care what I was doing. One buckle down, one zipper down, one set of pants laying on the floor. Melissa told that guy to now strip while she attacked the other guest. Same thing, but this time she paid a little bit more attention to what was in this guy's boxer short. And she just slipped her hand from the underbase of his shorts so that she could reach and grab his balls. He was at full attention, just wanting to put his cock into Melissa's mouth. Melissa had a red lipstick that night. Sexy hot. To go with her lingerie. And as she decided that it was time to tease both guys, she brought them closer and closer to her, inches away from their cock. Both guys now naked, rock hard, not really knowing what was next because Melissa so far had control. She decided that there was too much dress on her. Opened up her blouse and her skirt and just let it drop to the floor. She was now in high heels, red panties, red bra. And the guys were just in pure heaven. I was sitting down on a chair, 3, 4, 5 feet from them, looking at Melissa's eyes, focusing on these two guys' cock. Come closer to me, guys. I want to taste both of you. And as she took those guys' bum, bringing them closer to her, these guys' cock almost touched. And this is where she decided to grab both of them and just stroke them inches away from her face. And the more she stroked, the more those guys were just enjoying what was happening. She says, I want to taste both of you in my mouth now. As she opened her mouth wider, bringing those two cocks closer and closer to each other, where she tried to suck both cocks at the same time. But that was just a bit too much. Melissa is great at sucking cocks. She just loved the feeling of a man's erect penis, purple head on her lips, sucking slowly on the tip, caressing their balls, scratching their balls, and gasping that grip with her fingers in her hand and slowly motioning suction on it, while she eagerly licks the tip, licks the cap, slowly putting her lips just on the head, dropping saliva to make it wet as her pussy was definitely getting. The guys were having their own little fight about who would get sucked the longest, but Melissa played both of them at the same time. And the more she stroked them, the more aroused these two guys came. Within a few minutes, one of them said, I'm gonna fucking come in your mouth, honey. Be ready for me. And she just nodded and said, Come, I'm ready for you. You're never gonna fill me up. I could swallow as much as you could give me, I'm sure. And as this was said, the guy started to age forward. Now wanting to fuck my wife's face, he grabbed her head, bringing it forward onto his cock, where he exploded within seconds in Melissa's mouth. That sight is so fucking hot that the other guy was stroking his cock at the same time. And Melissa did not want to waste one drop of what was happening as she started to grab his cock, releasing the other one from her mouth, stroking it harder and harder for him to come. But this time she wanted him to come on her lips at the entrance of her mouth so she could feel that hot juice right on her lips, using her tongue to lick everything, using her fingers to push that semen into her mouth. And as a commander, she started to stroke him, and the guy just came onto her lips. Melissa was in pure heaven, feeling those two cocks teasing her, sucking them, making them pleasure, just knowing and seeing what was happening. And in the meanwhile, I was still dressed, looking at what had just happened, almost like a porn movie. But that time my wife was the porn star. And that is worth stroking yourself, looking at that. While Melissa was still enjoying the semen in her mouth and on her lips, one of her hand dropped down to her pussy. And I knew at that point that she was wet and ready for more. On my wife's chin, her mouth, her neck, her breast, her bra, her navel, all the way down to her own pussy. And the feeling of that juice flowing down from Megan onto her tipped off Melissa as she squirted on herself, mixing both these juices together in a fucking erotic way. The girls kept on and kept on coming with no end in sight, with repetitive orgasm, until Megan just pulled out of that position to fall beside my wife as the two women, exhausted from their own orgasm, caught up their breath. They knew that that experience was one of their highest, most amazing orgasms they have ever had. And they knew it was because of each of them. Gradually, Megan cuddled up with Melissa and started to kiss and lick every single drop of juice on Melissa's body. Their breasts touching each other, swaying onto that juice, made that experience even more of a pleasure. I had watched these two women come in uninhibited pleasure, and I was now ready to drop a load on their chests so that they could enjoy that juice also, which I did. Within seconds, barely touching myself or having them touch me, I just dropped a nice load of cum on Megan's breast for my wife to enjoy. We all laid back, exhausted and excited of what had just happened, knowing that this was the first of many of these pleasurable experiences.